Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 526.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
I never learned anything while I was talking.
Ready, fire, aim.
Don't force it to happen. Be open to it happening.
Deeply connecting with the value you bring.
I'm a foodie, too.
Good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment.
Well, okay, I'll bite. Where is it that you're willing to go?
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today, we are going to talk about how to get paid what you're worth, marketing in a way that's authentically you. And I'll tell you what happened. We had somebody write in to the show. And by the way, if you want to have your question answered on the show, you can go to danawild.com/askdana. And here's what this person said. I'd like help attracting clients who are willing to pay me what I'm really worth while staying authentic to myself without having to feel like I have to work, all in capitals, to market or network to them. So it's a method that an introvert can implement. And again, introverts, all in capitals. So yes, you can have that. This is totally doable. And it's actually easier than you think if you get clear on a few points. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take you through kind of a three-step process here. And if you can be true to these three steps, it'll be very, very easy for you to do this, to get what you're worth marketing in a way that feels good. So step one, you have to believe you can. This is all brain training. This is 100% a brain training step. And nobody can help you to believe that you can except you. You have to think in your head. You have to be your own best coach. You have to surround yourself with people who believe in you. You have to listen to the types of things that keep you motivated, like this show. And you have to consistently bust yourself when you're getting out of alignment or when you're having self-doubt or when you're having a lack of confidence. So you might say, yeah, but this feels like I'm asking for a lot. I'm asking to get paid what I'm worth. I'm asking to market in a way like an introvert would market and still have lots of clients come in and pay me lots of money. Like, that feels like a big ask. And so ask yourself, has anybody ever done that? Ever? In the history of the planet? In all time's sake, all the billions of people on the planet, every industry, all the entrepreneurs there are, is there anybody ever in existence who has accomplished that? Well, of course, right? Like, it's just almost to the point of ridiculousness. Of course someone has accomplished that. And so if someone can do it, you can do it too. It is possible. And it's easier if you follow the next steps I'm going to tell you. So step one is you have to believe that you can, and you have to do the brain training necessary to keep yourself in that feel-good place. We talk about this all day, every day on the show, so you probably know what to do and you have enough, or listen to the many episodes about this, because brain training is essential. Step two, solve a unique problem for a unique group of people in a unique way. I like saying that word unique so many times. Have you ever heard that joke? Well, how do you catch a unique rabbit? Unique up on it. All right, but I digress. So, solve a unique problem for a unique group of people in a unique way. Now, what do I mean by that? When I very first started my business, The Mind Aware, I had a solution that was unique in the industry, brain training. People were teaching how-to to businesses and entrepreneurs. They were teaching how to pick up the phone, how to network, how to build a funnel, all these how-to methods, action, action, action. Nobody was talking about brain training. And so rather than market it to everybody, every business, all business owners, whether you own a pizza parlor or whether you're a dentist or whether you're a chiropractor or a money coach, I didn't market to everybody. I picked one very unique group of people. And that unique group of people at that time was direct sellers. And I solved a unique problem for them. And that problem, like direct sellers have a lot of things they're looking for. They want to sponsor, recruit, book parties. They want to be leaders, all these different things. Well, I really honed in on the problem of what do you do when your business is stuck? So it was very easy for me to capture all of that market. Everybody who was in a direct sales party plan business who felt like they were stuck, I could give them the solution that they'd been looking for because they had been taking action, 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 and couldn't grow past their business. And so then as I grew, I just expanded it. I'm still talking to a unique market with a unique solution with a unique group of people, you know. So I'm talking to now primarily people who are in the personal transformation industries. So coaches, speakers, authors, direct sales leaders still are part of the tribe. All of these people who are helping other people transform. Unique group of people, unique problem, stuck. Business is stuck. How do they step into their celebrity? How do they feel more confident? How do you grow your business quicker when you feel like you got that button in a unique way? Brain training. So how can you take what you do and hone it down so that you're doing something in a unique way, talking to a unique group of people? So let's say, for example, you're a weight loss coach. Well, what's your method? What is your method of weight loss that you use and what makes you unique? So when you're marketing, you're not just saying, lose 10 pounds, you're saying lose 10 pounds using the XYZ method. When you're marketing, you're not just saying lose 10 pounds using the XYZ method, you're talking to somebody, a unique group of people, stay-at-home moms, lose 10 pounds using my fancy system. So now you are positioning yourself in the market, talking to a specific group of people about their specific problem using your specific solution. And this is very powerful and very essential. This is the direction the world's headed. We've already been moving in this direction the last decade, but the next decade is going to be even more about this. People that you are talking to have to think that you know how to help them directly, their specific problem, and it helps when you are speaking the right language and you're speaking the right language when you identify this. So that's step two. Step three is find a feel-good method of marketing for yourself and do only that. So everybody has different gifts. We all have different ways that we interact in the world and we're at our best. Some people are really good at just standing up and speaking. They love to speak from the stage. They're good at just shooting their ideas verbally. Some people are writers. You love to journal. You can make your point really well if you have time to think about it, write it out, and edit. It might help you get clarity writing. Some people are really curious or love to learn, and so they might like to interview people. Right? Some people love numbers. You just love to analyze numbers and systems and spreadsheets and forms. So what you can do, I got a really great tip for you here. You can go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and you can take the test, you know, enter in your answers for the test. It probably won't take you very long, less than 15 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes to take that test. But when you're done, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you will end up identifying at least two superpowers, marketing superpowers. And then if you want, you can opt in. There's a full free report, my favorite price. You can find out a whole list of ideas for ways to market your business. And here's the cool part. You might end up with a whole list of ideas for ways to market your business, but you only have to pick one. Part of the challenge with being an entrepreneur is that we get too many ideas and we have too many people screaming at us, telling us all these other ideas of things we should do. Do this, do that. You should have a podcast. You should be live streaming. You know, you need to be blogging. Why aren't you out in the world talking to people, networking, advertising magazines? Oh my gosh, you could just go on and on. So rather than being distracted in all these different methods, pick something that is a feel good. When you take that quiz and you look at all those different marketing methods and you pick one that feels good, pick the one that's like, oh, you mean I could do that? You know, some of you, you're connectors. You connect best with people one-on-one and you say, yeah, but how can I build my business by connecting with people one-on-one? I could do that? That sounds crazy. But the thing is, when you're a brain trainer, you can do anything. If anybody has ever done it before, you just have to believe in it and go all in with it. When you start diving deep, instead of doing 20 marketing methods poorly, going in with one that's a feel-good method that fits for being an introvert, and then going all in with that, now all of your work time is spent learning about that method. How do I do that method? How do I get better at that method? How do I dive into that method? How do I expand that method? How do I elevate that method? How do I bring it to the next level? How do I hone my own skills? How do I get better? And you know the best part? Every time somebody's screaming a different method at you out in the peanut gallery, you get to go like, I don't even have to listen to that. I don't have to invest in that program. I don't have to do that thing. You just do your method. So step one, inside work, believe in yourself, mindset first. That's always, always the answer in the brain training sandbox. And the truth is, if you do step one, you won't even have to worry about step two and step three, because step one, things will come on your radar and you'll just get there. Step two, solve a unique problem for a unique group of people in your own unique way. And step three, find the way to get out in the world in a way that feels good. So go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, take the test. That's a good first step for how to do that. And then find one method and go all in with it, because this is doable. Part of the reason why people don't gain traction in their businesses and it feels like a challenge to grow is because we don't go all in and we don't hone in and we don't make things simpler for us ourselves. We're trying to do too many things rather than doing less. This is why we're all about working less and making more in the Mind Aware Sandbox. Do the thing that feels good. Do the methods that feel good. Get on your side. Be your own best coach. Because when you start with mindset, you start with brain training, you start with belief in yourself, and you know that it's possible to do it because others have done it, and you surround yourself with people who feel good, and you show up for shows like this, and you keep listening to that, and you feel like it's possible, then you get those feel-good juices going, and no matter what you do, you're successful. It's possible to just do anything and it turns to gold. That's how we like to do it here. You can start right now, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited. Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Z.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.